Hey, yo, what's going down, man? Welcome back to
I Got Time Today.
Man, I know it has been a while since I did my last I Got Time Today, but man, a lot then went down, y'all. Hey, the culture has been booked and busy, you feel me, man? If it wasn't the Super Bowl whole just weekend halftime, if it wasn't NBA, man, I mean, we was doing a thing, you feel me? We was really doing our thing. And also, man, just salute and congratulations to all the bands that did perform. But I am gonna get to you. I'm gonna start naming off some people. Let me go ahead and start with the NFL. So, man, if y'all didn't know, man, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all do know, hey, Las Vegas, Super Bowl, it went down, man. We had Texas Southern representing out there. We had Southern Drumline representing out there. And we had the Sonic Boom of the South representing out there. They did they thing. I'ma get in on them, but let's start with Texas Southern. They came out there, man. They did the HBCU experience. Their band went out there and performed for like 3 different events. Great job to Brian and his crew. Great job to the students as well. I'm pretty sure that was an awesome time for y'all. Thank y'all for representing the culture. We also had Southern University's Drumline go out there and do something as well. Thank you for doing that as well. Y'all represent the culture well. But the number one, I mean, just the big thing that went down for us, y'all, was the Sonic Boom of the South performing with Usher at the halftime. Now, look, I know this is not the first time a HBCU band has performed at a halftime performance. I mean, we do have the FAMUs, we do have the Gremlins, we do have the Texas Southern, but I have to say this, man. If you didn't know, FYI, if you didn't know, this performance by Usher, this halftime performance was the most viewed in the history of Super Bowls, y'all. And I mean, it's been a lot of them, you feel me? It's been a lot of them. So, for the Sonic Boom of the South to represent us out here, you feel me? Look, come on, man. That's major, man. That was just major. So, all the people that's been online, man, I saw all that hate, man. Y'all trying to rain on their parade. Chill out, bro. Why do we do that, y'all? Why do we do that? I feel like if one of us win, we all win. That is great for the culture, man. Black people in general, I'm speaking to us. We got to stop doing that, man. We got to stop doing that. We got to start praising our own, you feel me? Instead of putting down and do that. Now, I know some of y'all be playing, but some of y'all don't be playing. Some of y'all really do be real. So stop it, quit it, man. Congratulate each other because the Sonic Boom did that thing. Now, hey, Usher, great job, bro. Like, hey, that whole performance that you put on in Super Bowl was spectacular. I believe it went over a lot of people's head, man. He represented for the culture, man. I mean, he had people out there skating. He had the strippers on the stripper pole. I mean, he literally brought the circus to Las Vegas, you feel me? I mean, he had the Kappas out there doing their thing with the Kings. I saw that. I believe he did also have some other Divine Nine. He had some Deltas out there. They were some of the female skaters. So he represented well, but Sonic Boom of the South, they took the cake, bro. They took the cake. Now, when I did watch this, I was at a Super Bowl party. I had no idea who that was on the field because they did not wear their uniforms. They had on a special Usher uniform, which was pretty dope. But I had to do my research, and soon as it was over, I went to IG. Now, I'm telling y'all, social media gonna let you know, you feel me? And it was all up on that, man. Sonic Boom of the South performed with Usher. Y'all do not know how just happy I was. I was like, man, that's the band of the year. That's my band of the year. ESPN, you got it wrong. I don't care nobody say, ESPN, you got it wrong. You didn't want to get them boys band of the year. But guess what? Usher. Hey, Usher got it right because he had the Sonic Boom of the South, the band of the year. In my opinion, he had them perform with them. So, man, and also on top of that, they did do a whole Usher performance at the ESPN Battle of the Band. Who would have knew? Anyway, great job, Sonic Boom of the South. I definitely want to personally say thank you for representing the culture well, man. Y'all did y'all thing, man. I know it was lit. All the students that got to participate, I know y'all was lit, man. Great job to y'all. If you watch my channel, pat yourself on the back. Hey, leave something in the comments. Let me know, man, you representing. You feel me? Let me know. Also, hey, if it wasn't the NFL, the NBA we was representing as well, man. We had Winston-Salem University. Hold on, let me say it right. Winston-Salem State University and Virginia Union, they performed with Jennifer Hudson at the NBA All-Star Halftime Performance. So, man, we are being represented everywhere. Y'all, I told y'all we are booked and busy. But with us being booked and busy, we need to make sure we get compensated, too. I don't know what's going down with the books or all the logistics of that, but I do know we need to get paid now. Like, the exposure is cool. The exposure is cool. I'm not going to cap you down, but I just feel like at this point, exposure ain't enough, man. We need to see these dollars ching-a-langing. You feel me? We need to get paid. You feel me? We need to get paid because I know it takes a lot to move these bands. I mean, hey, if we got these NILs, man, can bands get some NILs? I'm just saying, can a band student get some NILs? You feel me? I'm just saying. But anyway, great job to all the HBCU bands that represented us in these major events. Great job. But hey, man, let's move on to Mardi Gras parade season. Y'all, this was a special Mardi Gras. I mean, we had a lot of stuff going down. If it wasn't for the university bands going in neck to neck, if it wasn't for the high school bands going in neck to neck, I mean, we also had some crazy stuff go down when it, you know, came with the police and some students, and then also them kicking Smash Time from performing under the bridge. I'm gonna get into that, but let me start with the universities. Man, hey, Southern came down there. They did their thing. They sound better. They're getting it together now. They're getting it together. They had some great arrangements that hit. They got some work to do. Mississippi Valley gave them a good run for their money, though. I'm not going to sit here and cap you down. Buns, great job with what you're doing over there. Y'all still got work to do. But we can see the potential. I did hear y'all band is young. Like many other bands in this whole spectrum of HBCU bands, everybody got freshmen. There can't be no excuse no more. Everybody got freshmen. Get them under there, teach them, get the system together. But I do know with Mississippi, that's your first year, so I understand. But y'all are doing a great job for your first year. You gave Southern a run for their money. Great job. Y'all put on a great show at Bloody Sunday. Hey, it was spectacular. Thank y'all for that. Southern, keep doing y'all thing, man. Y'all almost there. Y'all sound good at what you're doing, but you know the areas. I don't have to sit here and just nitpick. You know your areas. Also, Mississippi Valley, y'all know your areas as well. But the band that did surprise me, that came down there, and we don't ever see them come to Mardi Gras, bro. UAPB. They came all the way from little old Pine Bluff and came down there to Mardi Gras, and I mean, they made a statement. I bet you now them kids know about UAPB now. I bet you they know, man. Came down there on that type of time. You feel me? Just on that type of time. And honestly, the two battles that I did review for them, I believe they won. I believe they got Valley, because Valley did not take them serious. Yeah, I do understand it was cold out there. It was a Zulu parade. But I'm just saying, if you in front of a heated battle, a contestant that's like, yo, we come in, we got something to prove, y'all better come and have something to prove as well. I noticed when y'all did have that battle against Southern, y'all played totally different. I'm just saying. I just feel like if you battle somebody, y'all better give them the same energy, because UAPB came there, smack you in your face. They got y'all, bro. They got that dub on y'all. Yes, they did. And then also when it came to Danga, Danga did a good job, bro. I love the smaller version. Let me just go ahead and say that. I really do love the smaller version of Danga. Y'all are killing it when it comes to mellophones, baritones, trombones, tubas, but hey, trumpets, y'all need some milk on certain things. Y'all came out on certain parts, but I think there's a lot of people skating, y'all. So I did see that on some of these videos, because you know these videographers, they do get close up. Some people don't be playing. But that's either here or there. But UAPB got a win out of y'all too. They got a win out of y'all too. Hey, Allcorn was there, did their thing. I love the arrangement. That was a great battle between them and Dega. If y'all did not see it, check out my video, or you can just look it up, man. I believe Smash got a video of it. I believe Killer got a video of it as well. So make sure you go and check them out as well, man. Hey, let's just get on to this high school madness, because, man, the high schools, you already know, man, New Orleans are known for these high schools, and when they, I really feel like if they team up, like, if all of the New Orleans high schools just team up, they can take some of these colleges down, just straight.
Bruh.
Like, I'm just putting some names out there. UAPB, I feel like if St. Aug, Carver, Ed Nicole, and Abe got together, yeah, it's over. It's just over. It's just over. I'm gonna leave it there, man. Hey, notice the known for this power. You feel me? They gotta work on these arrangements. And I feel like that is the reason Craigmont from Memphis came all the way to New Orleans and ran. And just ran it. Just ran it. Good job, Deontay, man. You brought them soldiers down there. You brought them students down there. And you were prepared. You had the book ready. I mean, y'all studied the game, man. Did your thing. Now, for all of this slander that's going on, man, it should tell you something, bro. It should tell you that if y'all hating on this man that bad, and he's a high school band director, bro, like, that should tell you something about the program, bro. Like, y'all over here saying, like, he had Memphis Mass Band alumni members in the band. He had these. Man, quit it. Just quit it, bro. If he came down there and he did a great job, give him the props, bro. Stop trying to move the goalposts. It really looks bad. It really looks bad for all y'all that's out here doing it. It really does look bad, because you do remember these are high school students. And if you compare them to college, what does that say? But anyway, Craigmont came down there, dominated, I mean executed, arrangements, sound great. They just came down there, bro. They had y'all number, y'all. They had your number. They just had your number. You feel me? Other than that, Ed Nicole did their thing. Sound great, full. Great job, Chalupa. What you doing with the program? 360. St. Aug. We talking about 360. Yeah, St. Aug. I don't know what done got in y'all, but it's not the same St. Aug from last year. And I'm happy about that. I really am happy about that. I mean, came down there with great sound, bro. Great sound, better arrangements, doing your thing, man. Y'all did your thing. Also, hey, great job, Johnny, bro. Love what you are doing with the program over there. Y'all came down there, got you some battles, you feel me? Did your thing. Yes, sir. 35 did a great job as well, man. Great job as well. Great job. You know, they band directors over there had all that type of energy, and the students, they follow suit. Carb, on the other hand, y'all, that's one of those bands that I love. Mr. French always does this thing. He is a legendary band director, but I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe this Mardi Gras parade season was y'all time, man. I feel like y'all was lacking in certain moments that y'all need to show up, and it just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. That Craigmont battle, it showed a lot. It showed a lot, and that Craigmont battle showed it now. And that 35 battle as well. If y'all didn't see that one, check that one out too, man. Check that one out. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Landry did a great job as well. Y'all do have a new band. I can tell. I can tell that those are freshmen. I can tell. But for some reason, y'all produce a great sound, man. But that says a lot about the teaching that y'all are doing over there, man. And I just want to go ahead and salute and big up to all of the high school band directors. Y'all are teaching, man. Y'all are teaching. That's why the band sound like that. That's why they're doing that thing. That's why we're here reviewing and reacting to them, man. Y'all are doing a great job. You feel me? Y'all are doing a great job. But when it comes down to these rankings, I did come up with a ranking for the number one band, high school band of the Mardi Gras season. I have to give it to the Craigmont, bro. Like, they came down there and did they thing. Memphis, Tennessee was in the house, showed up, bro. Just showed up to NOLA, had a plan, executed well. I believe they shocked a lot of people, man. I was watching those videos, and you can see the looks on people's face, especially like some of these New Orleans bands. They looking like, dang, they gonna come down here and do that? came down there prepared. That just shows you, man, you come down there with a purpose and a plan, bruh. Hey, it's always going to follow through. And like I said, they have a great teacher in Deontay. So y'all stop with all that, man. That what you're seeing is just his teaching, man. He's a great teacher. Just leave it at that, bro. Leave it. The man is a great teacher. What he's doing with these students, man, you know, they might not have a feeder program like New Orleans has, bro. Like, New Orleans, it's in y'all, bro. Like, y'all got the roots. Y'all got people pushing them up. You feel me? Y'all got them coming up from the pup. I don't know what the situation is over there in Memphis. So, what he's doing is spectacular, man. Great job, Deontay. Great job to what you did. Number two, I have to give it to Ed Nacar. Man, it's just the proof is in the pudding. Y'all have to watch the video. Watch the video. You will see what I'm talking about. Great sound, college level sound. Oh my God, I mean, full, yes sir. Great job in the car. Number three, I'm gonna give it to St. Aug. I mean, from what I saw, from what I heard, jeez, I mean, it's some teaching going on over there. So great job to the band directors over there, and great job to the students as well. I mean, y'all are a force to be reckoned with. I am looking forward to the progress of that program. Now, number four, number five, it could be a toss-up to me. But number four, I'm going to give it to Abe. I'm going to give it to Johnny and his crew. They did a great job. They got a dub against Landry. And I believe they did have a second battle against Ed Nacar. I didn't watch that one. But the first battle, I believe Ed Nacar got him. I just feel like Ed Nacar got him. Yeah, they got him. But I love what they are doing over there. Great job with the program, man. Keep doing that good work. And number five is going to come down to Carver. I know they didn't win too many battles, but I feel like Carver still got it to me. What they still have a sound. They just have to clean some stuff up. If they clean some stuff up, bro, totally different battles. Totally different battles. Mr. French gonna get him right. I know he's gonna get him right. I know he's gonna get him right. That's the type of teacher he is. That's the type of teaching that they're getting. So they're gonna be all right. You feel me? They're gonna be all right. But man, the other stuff that went down at the Mardi Gras parade, man, we had the whole incident with the police and the Landry of French Horn players. I am so happy that we rectified that, man. Salute to everybody that did say something, man. We stick together, we get things done. So great job to the culture for getting out there, saying stuff, spreading the word. It went viral. And I knew the city was going to have to do something, man. That Nola PD, hey, they had to show up and do something. They had to go ahead and just, I don't believe they fired the officer, but I believe they did demote him, and now he's just doing dead stuff. And hopefully he gets some type of help, and he goes and he spends some time with them students, because we need to fix that whole bun thing, man, with the police, man. That's some trauma as well. And great job to the city for giving out some scholarships, giving out the money. I believe the kids got certificates. And it's just a great job, man. Great job, man. Great job. And I believe they are going to Texas Southern as well. I did see the episode that they posted, little clip they had. Hey, if you don't follow me on IG, man, go on my description, check me out on IG. I did post that video. So great job to the city for coming through, man, for coming through for these students, man. They need full rides to Texas Southern. Brian, you got you some soldiers coming your way. Got some soldiers coming your way. But anyway, Bellaphone says it's going to be straight. You feel me? But anyway, great job to the city for coming together, for putting their hands around them kids, man, because you don't know what that type of emotional trauma that they could have went through, bro. And great job to the students, man. Y'all were disciplined. Y'all held your ground. Great job to y'all, man, because it could have went totally a different way if things would have got out of character. So great job to y'all. That shows you that you're under some great teaching, man. So great job to Mr. Rollins as well. I know he put some discipline in them as well. So great job to them as well. But also, man, we had a whole predicament go down with some of the videographers with Smash Time. I believe he did get kicked out from filming Under the Bridge. Come on, New Orleans PD. Like, what you don't understand? I believe it is the head lady. She don't know. I believe she's not from New Orleans. I understand. I don't believe she just disconnected with the culture. And that's how it be sometimes, man. It be these new people that come in. They don't know none about what's going on, bro. Filming Under the Bridge is legendary. You want me to tell you how legendary it is? US Today, they did an article, and guess who footage they used? They used Smash Time Productions footage. USA. use his footage to talk about the culture of Ben. So with y'all trying to just stop that whole thing, trying to say it's a threat against this, quit it. It's the culture, man, and it's not nothing wrong with it. And I believe some of these students are so happy to be filmed down there, and they do their thing, you feel me? And y'all messed up some people's seniors, some seniors last time marching that parade. You messed them up, so I feel like y'all need to apologize, New Orleans police. Y'all are not done. Y'all are not done. Go and apologize to them. And also, I don't know what you can do for the videographers, but do something for them as well, man. They are important to this culture as well. Don't just do that. Don't step on them and act like they ain't big. They are big. They are big. They document everything, and we get to see everything that they post, and they broadcast it for we can see. You feel me? So they are important. So Smash, Killer, everybody that was filming, man, y'all keep y'all head up. Keep doing y'all thing. Thank y'all as well, man, for being out here in these streets and bringing us this great content, because we all do enjoy it. Hey, the culture, enjoy it. So keep doing your thing, man. Forget them. Keep doing your thing. But, man, hey, that was the Mardi Gras parade season in a nutshell. I know some other stuff went down. If I missed it, it is what it is. Let me know in these comments. But, y'all, let's talk about this summer band action we are about to get, man. Hey, some big news came around. I don't know. Hey, if you follow me on IG, you seen the post. But the Nathan Hamer has teamed up with, I believe, the Greater Houston All-Star Band. He is going to be on staff with them. Y'all, he's going to be arranging again. That's all I got to say. I am looking forward to this, man. We all know about Hamer Time, but we know what he did at Southern, bro. Like, and we all know the All-Star Band is going to be some alumni. It's going to be some high school, some middle school. I'm just ready to hear these arrangements. I'm going to be paying close attention. Summer Band just got a little spicier. Now, we already know Memphis, they gonna do their thing. They do got Travis, they do got Deontay. It's about to be a great summer band season. I know Gam is gonna come back because they got something to prove. Nola gonna come back, they got something to prove. And all the other bands that I might not be naming, they gonna come back too. You feel me? So I am looking forward to summer band season, y'all. Hey, we got a lot in store, man. I know right now it's a little break time. I am about to get to these requests because a lot of y'all have been requesting a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of y'all have been already sending these requests, and I got you. I am going to open up the request line for the people that do want to request some stuff as well, but hey, like I said, I'm going to keep it, I'm going to limit it this time, because sometimes some of these requests don't be that good either. Let's just put it out there. Some of these requests, man, y'all got to do better with these requests, bro. Like, don't bore us now. I know you want your school to shine, but make sure it's a good request. So I am going to do some quality control this time. And if I don't take your request, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said it now. I'm sorry. But we gonna hop up on these requests soon, man. So thank y'all for the support. Thank you for the continued support, man. I really do like that. You feel me? Thank y'all. But, hey, this has been the segment of I Got Time Today. Thank y'all for the continued support. Thank you for requesting this. Some people, they wanted me to do it a little earlier, but I had to get through Mardi Gras season. We had so much action going down with that. So thank y'all for the support. Thank y'all. Man, I'm your boy, KB the Bandhead. Thank you again. I will see y'all soon. Peace.